Now joining us on the line, all the way from out west, we should have Steve Simpson. Are you there, mate?
I am, Johnny. How are you?
You're good. Kia ora and good morning to you, mate. Now, for those BFM listeners with long memories, Steve, you used to produce Breakfast with Havoc. You were a Wire personality. You also did, very famously, the Saturday Special here on BFM with Jeremy Wells, one of my favourite shows, actually. And, and you had a band called Pash in the 90s.
Yeah, the band called Pash predated all of that, Johnny. And so, yeah, you have to have the extra long memory to remember that. But we definitely kicked around BFM a lot and did all the BFM stuff. They used to have the BFM private function, which was the annual event, and then the summer series and the, you know, various things like that. They were good days.
Yes, yes. Now, okay, for people that were down in Ragland over the weekend, they would have perhaps got a bit of a surprise to see Pash reform to open for Voom. How did the show in Ragland go? And were you guys a bit rusty, or was it just pretty tight?
I'll tell you what, it was close enough for rock and roll, let's put it that way. It was good. It had the vibe. It's kind of funny, we've been practicing, and we were practicing for this Lemonhead show that's coming up that, you know, was a sort of fortuitous scenario. And then we got a very late chance to jump in and do this Voom show, which was great because it, you know, gives us a chance to give the songs a spin before Lemonhead this Wednesday night. And in practice, you know, it's been good. It's been sounding like, to my ears, modern. But for some reason, once we hit the stage, it felt very, very 90s.
It felt 90s when you were doing it live.
Yeah. The 90s assault.
So, years off air, I had a quick yarn to you, and you said you'd had 7 practices, so it sounded like contemporary in practice, but 90s in reality.
Yeah, I know, maybe it just brought, you know, getting in public, you brought the scales from our eyes and I could stop being bewildered that it was modern.
So good. Okay, now, you guys are opening for the Lemonheads on Wednesday. Are you excited for that one, Matt? That sold out ages ago. It was only announced a couple of weeks ago, but it was, I think it pretty much sold out straight away. Excited to play alongside the one and only Evan Dando?
Super excited, you know, huge fan of Lemonheads, and it just felt like such a good, well, we felt very lucky to get the slot because, you know, we were in the 90s, we were kind of, you know, alternative rock / pop songs, and so Lemonheads is one of the bands around that I guess you could say we could compare ourselves to, and not that we would, but just if you're trying to explain where we sat as a band, because we weren't, you know, super alternative, but neither were the Lemonheads. So yeah, so I was a huge fan, and you know, I know every song, and so can't wait to play with them. And yeah, excited that it sold out, a little bit nervous, and a bit of a shame that, you know, there's a lot of people who have asked me if I know of any way of getting tickets. So it's a bit of a shame that they could have played an even bigger room. But yeah.
Well, extra lucky for those that have got tickets. Now, also, I guess to kind of coincide with this whole thing, the Pash have found a long lost song. Can you tell us about this?
Yeah, Johnny, this is kind of how it all came about, really, is, you know, we discovered a tape that was thought lost, and, you know, what actually happened was that towards the end of Pash, as things were getting, the edges were getting a little bit frayed, we had this opportunity to record, you know, an absolute banger that was going to kind of, I guess, hopefully resort out our fortunes and bring us back together as a group, and get us back on the right track. But tragically and terribly, a fire burnt down the studio the night that we finished recording the song. And what we thought was that, you know, the one DAT tape of the one mix we had had been lost in the fire. But it turns out it made it out, Johnny. And it was discovered in a basement, and it brought the band back together and, you know, helped us, I guess, you know, it was mend some of those frayed connections together. And it was through that and through some conversations that we've, you know, reformed the live side of it as well, because we thought we've got to get our stuff online. It's sort of not accessible. And it was almost like our duty to bring these songs to the people.
Excellent, excellent. So the party is no longer over. The party is back on.
The party's back on. Who knows how long for? Because you know, there's only so much you can do. But we'll see. You know, maybe it'll carry on into the future. At the very least, you know, our plan is to you know, we put the song out, so it dropped onto you know, streaming services on Friday. Yeah, have a listen, and then we want to put the rest up as a batch, and then we're kind of like feel that, you know, we've completed the circle, and we'll reassess at that point.
Rad. All right. Well, everyone with a ticket to the Lemonheads can catch Pash on Wednesday, and as you mentioned, Steve, you can check out the brand new Pash song All the Way up on the streamers. All right, brother. Hey, thank you for chatting to us this morning. We're going to play All the Way, and we'll see you. We'll see you on Wednesday.
See you there, Johnny. Thanks so much.
Sweet bolt.
Bye. Feeling pain and seeking pleasure.
An extra measure to make us feel